The Washington Post is one of the most respected news publications in the world, and a recent investigation of theirs revealed 1,000 people in 50 countries reportedly under surveillance using sophisticated spyware known as Pegasus. This was developed by the Israeli company NSO Group and sold to government clients. Now, among the targets, it's alleged, are journalists, politicians, government officials, CEOs, human rights activists, but including our own President Cyril Ramaphosa and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron. Pegasus is quite dangerous. It allows you to take full control of the smartphone, secretly read correspondence, wiretap phone conversations, view photos and videos. So it's as if you've just handed your phone over. What are the implications of all of this? We're joined now by editor at My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen. Jan, I appreciate your time this morning. I suppose as lay people, this kind of news always surprises us. Were you shocked at all?
I was a little shocked, not so much by the news that some of our top officials are being targeted by, you know, foreign actors or by spyware. That makes sense. What was interesting out of this report is that it's alleged that President Cyril Ramaphosa was listed as a person of interest by Rwanda, and so the fact that one of our, I guess I want to call them a sister African state. Has decided to target our president. That to me was shocking. That was the surprise. But the fact that the spyware is being used by foreign states to spy on one another, unfortunately, not surprising. And it's even come out that the same spyware was used on Amazon, former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos's phone. So this kind of stuff is used widely.
Look, as far as geopolitical jostling on the continent, the number of Rwandan dissidents that are in South Africa, perhaps not all surprising that Ramaphosa would be a person of interest to the Rwandans. But it begs the question, if presidents, if CEOs can be spied upon, how much is the average person, particularly those, of course, who may be a thorn in the side of governments? I'm thinking here civil society activists, journalists, commentators. Should we be concerned about that?
Yes, and this is why during the whole rogue spy unit saga, you know, which turned out, you know, that the SARS unit was not rogue and so on and so forth. But during that saga, they kind of got papered over. That unit had access to a similar system called FinFisher. And so that kind of capability, if it lands in the wrong hands or is not adequately, if there's no adequate oversight, then you end up with a situation like the Americans have that Snowden blew the lid off of, where you have just rampant abuse of these capabilities. And so, you know, one understands we live in a modern world. Nation states need to have intelligence capabilities, but there needs to be oversight and accountability. That's the big thing.
Jan, how does it work? I mean, what can Pegasus do?
Exactly everything you said. It basically, and this was, you know, from a 2018 report from Citizen Lab, its capabilities might have evolved since then. So back then, apparently, you know, it wasn't that great at getting into Android phones. It was much better at getting into iPhones. That might have switched around in the intervening time. One doesn't know. But the bottom line is that you get an SMS, what they call a phishing attack or a spear phishing attack in this case, when you're going after, you know, a big whale in the form of a head of state. You carefully craft a message to trick your target to clicking on the link. And then it's all automated from based on the report and the analysis from Citizen Lab.
Yeah.
From there, the malware just takes over your phone and it's able to gain access to everything on your device, from your photos, files, messages that you sent, everything it reports back to whoever's targeted you.
Jan, I was concerned. I mean, phishing is one thing. Clicking on a link is one thing. But the zero-click attack, that really worried me.
Yes, yes. And so that those kinds of, you know, that's the kind of capability or the kind of feature enhancement that this product has seen, where now, you know, it's able to exploit what the so-called zero days. So that's a term that's used in the information security industry when it exploits a vulnerability in a system that no one knows about. They've had 0 days to respond to the vulnerability. And so, these companies all try to stay ahead of the bad actors who try to exploit security flaws in their systems. But when you've got such incentive from nation states, you end up in a cat and mouse game. And unfortunately, the defenders end up being the mouse.
Gosh, it's really, really scary. I suppose the only positive thing is that at least from this list, the 50,000 allegedly monitored phone numbers were not of people who are not publicly prominent or politically active. So for the average citizen, perhaps there isn't a whole lot to be worried about, but it just reemphasizes all the things we've been told before. Only open links from known and trusted sources, right? When you use your device, make sure you secure it in terms of, things like Face ID, for example. Limit physical access to your phone. Avoid free Wi-Fi services where you could be hacked. All of those old tips that we've been given will hopefully keep you safe. Jan Vermeulen, thank you for your time. Editor at My Broadband.